Now, for all you chillin', here's the story of a killin'. The desertion of TP and the sacrifice of a friend. It all started when I was a-playin' the game, and then all of a sudden, an urge done came. The brush was gone, it had never been there. Plunger was out, gambling and such, so when the thing came, it was way too much. Plunger was here, so long ago, not here anymore, but I'll play him bingo. TP was on the other side of the wall, just playing around and having a ball. He wasn't a friend, especially any longer. He left me alone, and nothing could have been wronger. Make sure it's ever so bare. Sam friends were hard, but my friend was soft. He gave his life for one noble thing. He scrubbed and he rubbed. He may have been a towel, but he was my friend. He was white and he was furry, but he died at the end. When all of a sudden, the thing I shall not name, it came in with a rush and went down with a flush. I had no brush, had no comet, no disinfectant, or comet I loved. It came up alone, and I sure wasn't wearing any cologne. I thought it was much force, but it wasn't no use. It was stronger than me, but not stronger than towel. Tube was empty, heart was gone, little white towel would have to do. Poor little towel, so very true, it done fought with everything that it done knew. Or else we're doomed. The world's gonna need ya before I'm through. Oh, DP. Oh, DP. The world's gonna need ya, or else we're doomed. The world's gonna need ya before we're through. Oh, DP. I scrubbed and I rubbed with my little white furry, but that was enough to make him worry. Before it all happened, he was white and he was furry, but he lost his spark-like color and died in a hurry. Now, Tal wasn't brave, oh no he wasn't, but he did have the gut to turn hazelnut. The poor little Tal, it wasn't crowned, wasn't even paid for turning so brown. I told Tal I was sorry, but it was his fate to die painfully at a very slow rate. I tried to help him, you know, comfort and such. I had to rush him to hospital to get him some help. But the man in the white jackets, they misunderstood. They came and they got me, and they put on a hood. I said I was okay, just a little tried, but that Tal needed help before he done dried. Now Tal went from hand to hand, or should I say glove to glove, in hopes that one of them would just show a little love. He prayed for bleach, but that didn't come. It seemed that it was just out of their reach. He lived for a while, but it was a shame. I had to bleach him, and he was never the same. Because of the friendship of Otao and the sacrifice he made, I will ever after sing